This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, say that cuss again.
Okay, ready? Poop.
That's disgusting!
I'm sorry, it's just the way I am.
I'm starting the show now. I don't want this filth on air. Punch it!
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hi, Punch Buggies. That's not me. Don't scoff at that. That was submitted by a listener.
It's still scoff-worthy.
All right, fine. Shadowlander Miel is scoffing at you.
I like it, but it reminds me of that dirty joke from when we were kids.
What?
I'm not going to repeat it. It's too dirty.
No, you have to. Yes. The Aristocrats. You have to say the joke now. Is this one of those island jokes?
No, I don't know. Maybe. A boy told it to me on our field trip to Mount St. Helens, but I feel like we were too early in the show to get into this.
Oh, fine.
Stick to the end. I'll tell you the dirty joke.
Exactly an hour in, I will ask you again what this joke is.
My name's Miel.
Oh, cool. So anyway, what we do here... I'm Demi. This is Punch of the Jam. Miel, what are we doing?
Okay, so you know how they, like, reboot movies?
Yeah.
Why don't they do that to songs?
Ooh, like a cover?
No, reboot.
Oh.
It's the same origins, but what if different actors, different plots, we explore a different element of that universe?
Yeah.
That's what we do to songs.
Okay.
I thought of that on the drive here, and I was really proud of myself.
That's pretty good. We're rebooting music?
Music is sexy again.
That's right. Ghostbusters aren't just boys anymore. Now they're songs and they're ladies.
Stop.
What? I'm pro reboot.
Speaking of ladies.
Oh.
Don't have a segue.
Hall of Fame segue.
Don't have a segue.
No, I love it. Speaking of ladies.
That was for me?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Let's go ahead and introduce this lady here. She's a writer. She's a comedian. She's a musical savant. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the fantastic Grace Spellman.
Grace.
I'm so
happy.
This is
finally doing this.
Yes, this is very exciting.
A lot of people are going to be happy about this.
This is the crossover we deserve for a very niche group of people on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah,
that are very excited about this.
Yeah, that's true.
Me included.
If you don't follow Grace, she routinely goes on at length, maybe too far, about
certain songs.
We hate it.
I love it because it's the same way I feel about music.
Yeah.
And yet you're so smart also. So sometimes you're like showing notes and you're like, look at this. And I'm like, bitch, I don't know what that means.
I try to like do as little music theory as possible. But sometimes just because like it looks really cool, certain notes.
So wait, like, can you like sight read?
Yes.
Oh, fuck off.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
I mean, I studied for years. It's not something that I could just do. I mean, it took a lot of
practice. It
feels
like Grace is the one that should be doing this podcast.
I know. Why are we doing this?
This will be the last episode of the show.
I was going to say, I'm going to kill one of you guys.
Oh, please let it be me. Please.
Demi's dying to die.
Yeah. Or else I got to go to Orcus next week. Grace also does a thing I love. She has these very specific playlists on Spotify that are just either about little pieces of the music or like the different moods for music. And I think they're all very fantastic. I often listen to the cool walking one.
Walking like John Travolta.
Oh, there
playlist.
It is. Yeah.
What's on that playlist? Like,
I mean,
Bob Parker.
Staying Alive. The Less I Know, the better. Is another one.
I was just going
to
say
these
one.
Are all songs that you feel like badass walking
they're,
to.
They're badass, but it's also like a certain tempo that you is like walkable. Like you can walk to it, but it's like a little bit.
Oh.
It's like if you were walking in a good mood. You know how like your good mood walk is always like a tiny bit faster? It's like
115 BPM?
Yeah.
The other day, someone on Instagram was like, I've been making a playlist of hand clap songs. Do you have any suggestions? I was like, Grace has got it covered. And I literally just sent them a link to yours. I was like, don't you dare.
So you wanted to do Spice Girls, Wanna Be, and I'm so excited about it. What's your relationship to the song?
Before that, I will say, admittedly, she picked a Michael Jackson song, and we were both afraid.
Why?
Yeah. Can you touch him?
Exactly.
It was on your list.
It was on our list.
What song?
I put Billie Jean on the list.
Oh, I would never.
Lyrically, I was like, we can talk about this, but then when it comes to doing the punch-up.
And that's what I forgot. I forgot that part of the show was like, let's make it better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes 100% sense.
I'm not fucking with that.
Yeah.
So thank you for being flexible.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. But to be honest, I could talk about pretty much I mean, like any song on that list, I could talk about for a very long time. But Wannabe is just so fun because we all know it. And it's just like there's a big rush of nostalgia. But
So true.
My relationship with the Spice Girls is loved them. I had the books. I was Jerry Spice for Halloween.
The books?
Yeah, there were books. There were like get to know the Spice Girls books and stuff. Not like the Spice Girls trilogy, the novels. No.
Although I think almost all of them have autobiographies now. But not bad.
Right. That makes sense. Totally.
So Victoria, you were like waiting for Spice World to come out.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Oh, here's a funny story. I just knew the music. Like I didn't.
You weren't part of the fandom?
I was in first grade, so I didn't go on the internet. My mom wouldn't let me watch Spice. My mom, the first scene my mom ever was like, "You can't watch this," was the giving birth scene in the Spice Girls movie.
Wow.
There's a giving birth scene.
Yeah, this lady gives birth, and my mom, who like works in science and like is like, was just like, "No, we're not watching
this."
She
was like, "You don't get to know about
this." Yeah, Spice Girls deliver a baby.
Yeah, they deliver
their friend's
baby. You weren't
allowed to watch that?
It's crazy.
Oh
it's
my
insane.
God. That's frankly offensive.
So I just like, I just knew them from listening. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't see Spice World till it was too late. It's never too late. It's too late.
We're talking about today. That's true. You're finally getting your chance.
Yeah, pause this and go watch Spice World and then come back.
I was huge into the Spice Girls. Mm. I even remember when I first heard about them, I was waiting for the bus at my bus stop and someone was like, "Hey, do you know about the Spice Girls?" And I was like, "Spice Girls? That sounds tight." And for like weeks, I was like, "I love the Spice Girls." I finally figured out I was incorrect. But I was a sporty girl. I was a sporty girl through and through.
Yes. Oh, I mean,
you're definitely a sporty Spice.
I'm a sporty Spice.
And that was like a huge thing was like, which Spice Girl are you? But also I feel like, I mean, at least for me growing up, it was like cool to be a tomboy. So like you wanted to be sporty Spice. You
we
know
all
what
did.
I mean? Yeah.
And I bought the fucking Adidas track pants, which was especially funny because I was so chubby. And then I was like high kick, but it was only like 2 feet off the ground. Yeah. And be like, "Girl power." And like, horrible British accent. What about you, Debbie?
I don't know which one is which. Hey, hold
okay,
on.
That.
No, hold on, because I always confuse them. There's Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, Baby. Wait, I said Baby. Scary Spice.
Yeah. Yes.
And which one am I missing?
That's it.
Ginger,
no.
Baby.
Posh.
Oh, Posh.
That's
Victoria
right.
Beckham.
Definitely not a Posh. Definitely not a Ginger Spice.
Okay, you say you don't recognize them, but if you line them all up, you'd be because their personalities were so distinct, you'd be able to match just because they like dressed like their characters.
Mentally,
I can't.
Wow. I always forget them.
I thought you were. Okay.
I might be a Baby Spice.
No.
Okay, then you tell me what
she
spice
was,
am I?
She was like weirdly she was like an infant.
Yeah.
She
I'm not
would
baby
like
spice
suck
then.
On a lollipop and like
she set the precedent for the Baby One More Time, like pedophilia.
She's
movement.
The very sexy baby character from
I'm
30 Rock.
Very sexy baby.
Her only contribution to the song is like.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the baby from the Aaliyah song.
Guys, I have
Wait, tell me what Spice Girl I am.
Wait, you're scary.
All right.
Only because she's wild, and I know you are too. At least on the dance floor, anyway.
Whoa. Okay. She's gonna be the black one, isn't she?
She is, but that's not why I said it. That does make me sound
racist.
The
way you looked at me, I was like, "She's the black one."
Well, it's because as I said it, I was like, "Oh, I know how this is gonna look."
It's fine.
He's gonna call me out.
No, it's fine. Some of your best friend is black.
Stop. Stop. Demi's been trying to get me to say the N-word for 4 or 5 years.
Since the day I met you.
Yeah, he's tried baiting me into it so many times.
Correct response. Sorry, continue.
So, this song came out in 1996. I was 7. Within weeks, it was number one in 31 countries. Get this, estimated to be the best-selling single of all time by a female group.
God damn.
Yeah.
On top of that, the Spice Girls are the best-selling girl group of all time with over 85 million records sold.
Girl power.
Got power. It's truly wild. A little background on the Spice Girls. They were recruited. They were not friends. They did not like Star Baby music together.
That seems to be the case for most pop groups.
It is, but I feel like few are as transparently this way.
Yeah.
Because literally I have the ad copy that they responded to.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wanted. Are you, by the way, the letter R and U.
Hell yeah.
18 to 23 with the ability to sing dance. Are you, again, letters, streetwise, outgoing, ambitious, and dedicated? Heart Management Limited are a widely successful music industry management consortium. What does that mean? Currently forming a choreographed singing dancing all-female pop act for a record deal, Open Audition. That was in the Stage magazine in 1994.
Oh, wow.
And then they put them all together in a house, I think in Shoreditch, and they lived together for like a year. And there was one other girl, but she didn't make the cut, I guess.
Oof.
I guess that, like, they actually were very proactive in making themselves famous, specifically Jerry and Scary.
Yeah.
Her name's Mel. I don't know why I called her Scary. But they had to be super aggressive to get anyone to pay attention to them, because I'm not sure how good any of them are at singing.
Really?
I mean, I had some things to say about
that. Yeah, but we'll get there.
Didn't some of them go on to do solo careers or have solo?
I don't think success.
Jerry left, like, during their fame to have a solo career.
That's insane. Oh, wow. Because I have some things to say about her, but that's okay.
Spill it.
Okay, well, I can get into that.
Okay.
I do want to tell you that if this song sounds chaotic and crazy, again, we'll get there. It's because it is, from the co-writer Matt Rowe. They made all these different bits up, not thinking in terms of verse, chorus, bridge, or what was going to go where. Just coming up with all these sections of chanting, rapping, and singing, which we recorded all higgledy-piggledly.
Higgledy, what?
That's so English.
Higgledy-piggledy. Which we recorded all higgledy-piggledy. And then, no, I can't do this.
That's,
and then, oh, this is New Zealand.
That's,
and then,
New Zealand, yeah.
We just said it together. It was real.
They just said it together.
It was rather like the way we'd been working on the dance remixes like we'd been doing before. Kind of a cut-and-paste method.
Yeah.
They recorded it in 30 minutes.
This entire, yeah. I love hearing, like, when we do a song that it's like, this was the biggest song of all time. They made it in seconds. I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah. That's always the case with the songs we do, because obviously we know.
Right.
Like, there's some telltale signs.
When the chorus is a song like this chorus is, it's like, yeah they didn't spend hours.
What the fuck is this about?
Speaking
of, there's a lot of misinformation on this. I don't know who to believe. They try to say, Mel C says, you know when you're in a gang and you're having a laugh and you make up silly words? Well, we're all having a giggle. We made up the silly
word.
Wait,
is Mel C sporty or?
Sporty.
Okay.
Zigga zigga. We were in the studio and it all kind of came together. Which I'm like, okay, except that an unknown source 2 years ago, I don't think this is true for the record, said that it's actually a reference to their studio mates, the bros that hated girls or something, that would poop a lot. And smoke cigars in the shared toilet. And so they said shits and cigars.
Like as
shits and cigars. What?
They say zigga zigga, but that's like what they were riffing
off. That's like so specific that I almost believe it.
I
know what I mean.
Bullshit. An unknown source that was in the room.
But who's just like, I'm going to make this up. That's a rumor.
Someone that wants to be famous? I don't know.
That kind of sounds like someone came up with the phrase shits and cigars with their friends. And they were like, oh, it kind of sounds like zigga zigga. And they're like, oh, we can make this a rumor.
That's what I think happened.
Okay, that's fair.
Who can say?
Okay, two more things. Victoria, aka Posh Spice, was not there.
Nope, she was not. She says
was
one
not
thing, I think.
She sings backing vocals in the chorus. She doesn't have any solo lines.
I mean, again, I don't know them well. I mean, I was a Spice Girls fan. I was a British tiny little boy. It was in my blood.
You literally were born in Britain.
I was the baby in Spice World. but yes, I was born in England. I feel like I know so many Spice Girls songs, I could not tell you their voices distinctly, though.
Yeah.
So that's very crazy.
I bet you'll
get
it by the end of the song.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell them
apart. Oh, I hope.
It's important.
Apparently, she's pretty upset about it because she was just on mobile phone while they were all in the studio.
And she was on mobile phone?
On her mobile.
Her mobile.
In the 90s?
In her autobiography, she wrote, I just couldn't bear not being there because whatever they said about it didn't matter. It did matter.
Whatever they said
makes
about
me really sad.
It didn't,
like how it didn't matter, like it wasn't a big deal. She's like, no, it was.
So I don't get it. She was there.
She wasn't.
She was
there.
On the phone.
So they would text her or call her, and she'd say, yeah, I like that, or I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was her only contribution.
I have a question that might seem a little dismissive.
Uh-huh.
After Spice Girls ended, what did Victoria Beckham go on to do? Because I know
Mary,
her now.
Mary David Beckham.
Right. But I mean, like, besides that, because I feel like I know her so much as, like,
Mary
a famous.
Mary David Beckham.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
If she didn't, she
no
wouldn't.
No one would know who she
it
is.
Wouldn't, she would be the same level of not famous as the rest of them.
Goddamn. Wait, it's Victoria, the two Mels, Jerry, and who am I forgetting?
Emma.
Baby, Emma.
Emma.
Yeah.
Right.
By the end of this, we will have converted you. Yeah. It's like that Mulan montage, but getting you into Spice Girls.
Right. Be a fan.
Oh!
Thank you.
Last thing I'll say, the label did not want to push this as their single. They were like, this song doesn't make any sense. It's so weird. Let's do Say You'll Be There. And Jerry said, Absolutely fucking not. As far as we're concerned, Wannabe is our first single. Take it or leave it, or we walk.
Wow. Yeah, their debut single.
And it was a very good idea, because Wannabe has been credited for changing the mid-90s pop landscape, pioneering teen pop, which, if you look back, is true. And in 2014, a study at the University of Amsterdam found that Wannabe is the most recognizable and catchiest pop song of the last 60 years.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This is 60 crazy.
60 years?
60 years.
I didn't realize it was this popular. I was like, yeah, it's popular, but
oh,
wow.
It's huge, dude. Can you believe that?
In my head, I'm like, oh, then someone else must have done the analysis we're about to do, but I feel like I don't hear too many people talk about how crazy these lyrics are.
Very crazy.
I think it's probably because they're insane. So trying to figure out what they mean is a bit of a lost cause, but that's not going to stop us.
No. Yeah.
This podcast is all about lost causes.
Thanks. That's actually my middle name.
Aw.
Sad.
Yeah. A lot of things we do are sad. Yeah. Wait, you had me grab two clips. Should
okay,
we...
so a disclaimer about these. I am not sure these are the official tracks. This is what I found on the internet. This easily could be like a fan-made reproduction. I'm not sure. However, remember how I said the label did not want to push this as a single? Yeah. So they were like, I don't love what these producers came up with. It's kind of cheesy. And I think we have that clip. It might not be it.
You mean like demo? The original... there's a more cheesy version of this
song?
There's
three versions, including the one that was released.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks.
It sounds like the Beastie Boys. Like,
yeah. Yo!
And then it doesn't go to the verse. It goes to this, like, dance break.
Oh, this sounds like folk.
Yeah. If you want my
future... I like that.
Well, and Wannabe is what I think Madonna fans were called or something. So that is a reference as well.
Ooh.
That was a criticism they faced a lot, was that they're just super derived. Which,
yeah, but they're like five Madonnas. Yeah. That's cool.
They're five Madonnas. So then the label was like, I think we need to make this more R&B because that was what was trendy at the time. Mm-hmm. So then if this is to believe that I really found the right version, this was the R&B version. I'm not sure it is.
Oh my
God. I don't know that this is real.
Very hip-hop.
I don't know. I literally wrote Poison in my notes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did, because the drums sort of sound like it.
I don't know what this is.
I mean, this is the same vocal. I mean, I'm not sure if this is real. Yeah. This, what the singing that's happening right now is the exact same singing in the final one.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
But that first one you showed, the first one you played, that was different. Like, yeah, they were definitely singing differently. Yes. But this one, it sounds...
I don't know. I know they both exist. I don't know that that's what they sound like.
I mean, they certainly sound very different.
So then after that R&B version, the Spice Girls were like, nah, let's try this again. And they produced it yet again with another new producer. Mm. And then that's how we got...
Do you know who the producer was that was on the...
The first mix was Dave Way.
Yeah, that's the one, the R&B one.
The R&B one, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the guy who ended up mixing it for the release version was Mike Spike Spent. And if you couldn't tell...
Mike Spike Spent.
Spike has quotations around it. and that is finally all my notes. Sorry.
All right.
Don't apologize.
Yeah, thanks for...
It was a lot.
Are you done?
I'm fucking done.
Thank God. Ugh, let's listen to the song. Yo, it's such a...
Wow, dude.
Okay.
right off the bat.
I love... Okay, this is this is something that I wanted to say because I was afraid I was going to forget it because I didn't write this in my notes. There was some person on Twitter who asked the question, like, what is a song that you immediately know what it is based off, like, either one sound or, like, mm-hmm. one voice? And it's... To me, it's like, it's the laughing and then Scary Spice going, yo!
Oh,
and like
the yo, for sure.
Yeah.
I only need the steps and the laugh, and I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, all I need is the steps, to be quite honest.
That's so funny, because I was just about to say, I don't feel like I've ever heard the steps and laugh part of this.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, oh, yeah, I forgot. You've never heard the Spice Girls before.
I don't know who these people are.
The Space Girls?
The Space Gals. No, I just... Maybe it's just I feel like I hear the song so like I know the entire song by heart, but that small intro part to me is just foreign.
That maybe is my favorite part, actually.
That's so crazy.
That's actually Mel B running up to the mic to record.
Yeah.
Wait, let me play it again.
And that's Mel B laughing, I think.
That's so, because it feels like the laugh cuts in like it was an inserted sound.
Yeah, well, they definitely clipped the whole thing together. Remember what I said? Higgledy piggledy.
That was right crazy, that was.
Higgledy piggledy. I can't do accents is what I'm finding out.
No, you did a New Zealand one unintentionally.
You can do accents. It's just like all mixed up. Like, I feel like if you did a Jamaican accent, I'd be like, aye, brother.
Stop trying to bait me into doing racist accents.
I'll just try a Jamaican. Just try a Nigerian accent.
Oh, I'll do your dad.
Wow.
Wow, that was
let me FaceTime my dad again real quick.
He makes that noise all the time.
He doesn't. I've never heard that noise.
What? A cough? At?
No. Those
I don't know what you're doing, but I don't like this at all.
Debbie's the one who pointed out to me, and then when I met him, I was like, oh my God, he does do it.
Miel. That is not an accent that my father has ever done.
Oh my God, so good.
That was like Wakanda. I don't know what that was.
Dude, you gotta be in Black Panther with that.
Come on.
That's better than
Miel,
Chester.
They already made it.
Chester, what's his name? Chadwick.
Oh, Chester. Thank you. I'm much better than Chadwick. Yeah, the iconic part to me of this is the piano, I don't know if it is piano.
It is.
Is it?
It's piano, but then it's also underneath it, I think it's a bass that's playing like a different note, but it's the same.
I got it clipped out because it's so good. And then it's also that.
Yeah, that's
it's an
thing.
Organ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
But it's definitely a departure from because that's like you hear a real instrument as opposed to like the earlier ones that we heard where they were just like, it was just like straight up 808s and like.
Yeah.
What's wild is that they're so compressed with the final mix that I actually couldn't tell those were real instruments.
No, really? Yeah, I couldn't either until.
They're so tinny.
I mean, the only real instrument I can hear is the piano, to be quite honest.
Like, here's the.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like a real piano anymore.
It's probably a keyboard. I mean, it's probably a keyboard, but I think it's supposed to sound like.
There's the kind of like reverb on it that does make it sound like a real piano.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's just the way that everyone made stuff sound back then sounds so bad in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does.
Like,
is better now, for sure.
Yeah, like, they had this great equipment, and they actually went out of their way to make it sound worse.
But at the time, they're not like, this sucks. They were like, this is the best we've ever sounded.
This sounds
make
so
it sound
fresh.
Like the future, baby.
Is it Austin Powers?
Yeah. Spice up your music for you.
Okay, what did she say? Did we get to lyrics?
Oh, yeah. She said, yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
Ha!
I wanna.
Ha!
I wanna.
Ha!
I wanna. Ha! I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig ah.
So many words.
Yeah.
Okay, something I noticed about this part, and this is where I'm going to start trash talking Jerry. I'm telling you, I'm getting very into this, especially because I listened to the vocals isolated. So one thing I have to say that I'll touch on later is like, this is a Scary Spice song. It is 100% a Scary Spice song, which is why I think that they did a great job making it their debut single because she has so much power in the song. Also, you have to go home and watch the
music video
because what happens is, so when when Scary Spice says, yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really want, you can tell. And I'm going to get nerdy here, but you can tell that she has, like, performance training because she's, like, she is, like, saying yo and, like, saying tell me what you want, what you really, really want with, like, a lot of breath support and energy. And then Jerry does it, and you can tell that it's, like, forced and from her throat and bad. And then I looked it up, and Jerry doesn't have – she didn't study performing. And it makes complete sense. And then if you watch the music video – Scary Spice is, you cannot take your eyes off her. She is like
kinetic.
She is a star. They're going down the hallway. Like, she's like doing cartwheels in the hallway and like walking backwards while looking at the camera. And Jerry, I swear to God, Jerry spends the entire video not knowing what to do with her hands and then constantly looking behind her and like as if she's about to fall. You need to watch it. And it's like a perfect representation of like how I think they are as artists.
It's also visually incredible because it's one shot.
Yeah.
Like the entire video is one shot?
Yes. And it's a Steadicam and Mel C's in the background doing back handsprings.
Yeah.
Jerry's looking behind her is because it was super dark. So she's like trying not to run into shit. And it was really cold. They shot at night. And because Mel B was wearing a skimpy tank top, you can see her nipples a little bit. So it got banned in Asia.
That's why it's the most popular song of all time.
Because the nipples.
Because of the nipples.
I got nowhere else to see nipples. It's 97.
But I'm 100% with you. This is a Mel B song.
Yeah, 100%
if she's
with
the
you
one bringing the energy, it is... Like, it's kind of cool to me that she's just also doing the ad-libs of the song that she is just ruling. Like, she's doing, like, you gotta. Yep.
And she's, like, screaming it. But it's yeah so good. It's so good. And she raps the verse and, like, comes in strong with that first opening line, which I love. Like, here's a story
the
from A to
Z. The laugh kills me, dude. I can't do that.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I... They just say, I'll tell you what I want forever. And then she says, I wanna zigga zigga.
I mean, it's like, come or fuck, right?
She's saying that she wants to come. That's what you think Zigga Zigga is?
Pretty sure.
I want to get horny or something.
I really want to get horny.
I would say one step further.
Yeah.
I want to come.
You want to be horny.
They do say there is a come play on words in the song.
Let's get to it, baby.
Okay. If you want my future. Horny.
Yep. Forget my past. If you want to Emma. I mean, baby voice.
Oh, definitely
yep
the baby voice.
Yep. And then. Now don't go Jerry, right?
No, that's scary. Sorry. This is Jerry.
Oh.
I can kind of tell a difference, but it's like, I mean, with Emma, that's for sure. With Scary, she's clearly putting the most into
yeah
it.
Yeah. Now don't go waste that.
Yeah. And yeah then the also, I think the person who has the most distinct voice, and you can't really tell in the song, is Sporty Spice.
Sporty.
She's got this like very nasally, very
rasp.
Yeah. I don't know what part of England it is, but it's like a very much... Like, if you were from England, you'd be like, oh, that's a blank accent or whatever.
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yeah.
A Manchiever.
So. Yeah.
I'm just going to make shit up until it sticks. Yeah.
We're going to get some emails. That's fine.
Demi's British. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a British friend.
Some of her best friend is British.
Nice, dude. We got it back.
If you want my future, forget my past.
Well, that already. Nope. Red flag.
Yeah. You can't open with that. It's like, look, I did some stuff. Get
that's
over
like
it.
That Backstreet Boys, don't care who you
oh
are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these
what
are companion
you
songs
did. I'm like, no, I do care what you did. I do care your past.
This song is also about, like, friendship. It's not just, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to get with my girlfriends.
We'll get there, Grace. Forget my past.
Oh, that's true. That's 100% sexual.
That's
not
friendship. Yeah, she's speaking to another guy. I hear.
Oh, wait, is she saying forget like the other guys I hooked up with?
I don't think it makes any sense.
She could be talking about maybe she did some really fucked up
forget
stuff.
Forget my you know crimes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I gravitate towards.
I went to jail.
I didn't even I think of jail it as the people I previously dated before you just pointed that out.
Don't bring up my previous identities that I've stolen. Let's focus on the new one. My name's Nancy. Yeah.
Also, if you want my future.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I actually like that. Hey, you want my future? Ha, wink. I winked. You couldn't hear it.
Forget.
No, oh, I heard it.
I heard it.
Yeah, you went, ha.
It sounded wet.
Yeah, why are you crying?
Okay, and then if you want to get with me, better make it fast. What?
I see that as like I'm not gonna wait around for you to like beat around the bush. If you want me, like, you need to make your intentions known right away. That's how I see it.
Up until this I keep having like revelations. I thought it was you better make it last.
Ooh.
And I was like, yeah, okay.
So actually, if we're going sexually, she's saying the exact opposite of what you thought.
Right.
Oh yeah. If you want to get with me, you better fuck me quick.
How old were they at this time? Does anyone know?
Ooh, I think the oldest one was like 22.
Oh right, because the call sheet said 18 to 23.
But this was a couple years later, so I'm not totally sure.
Because like it wasn't like Britney Spears era where she was like 16 and like couldn't sing. She wouldn't be caught dead singing.
No, I think like 18 to 23.
Okay,
generally.
So they could, I think that is fair game for
Mel
thinking
B
about sex.
Was 22.
Okay,
that's all I got.
Scary.
Yeah.
The star, our main girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've exposed our hand too
number
soon.
One Spice. Yeah. Hey, we're supposed to remain objective until the end, and then we rank all of them.
And then at the end of the show, we're each going to choose what spices we would be.
Yeah.
Well, we already did, maybe. Now, don't go wasting my precious time. Sure.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
Get your act together. We could be just fine.
Okay, now what the hell? Because you came in being like, don't think about my past. Come at me quick. And if you get your shit together, we could date. Like, that's a lot of stipulations.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, how come she's allowed to get off, but like he has to get his shit together, but she can have a bunch of shit in her past, I mean, and he has to look past
it. It's not fair, but I love it.
Yeah, I mean, as a woman, I think it's fine.
I think, like, reparations, relationship-wise, we deserve that.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the kind of thing, it's like, look, forget my relationship past. I've made some mistakes there, but you need to get your act together as a person. Or it's
I fix myself. Yeah. You still need to fix yourself.
So you're telling me the woman has more emotional maturity than the man? Shocking. That's
for the first time ever, Miel, it's happening in this song.
Oh. Or they just said a bunch of random words that kind of made them seem like empowered and threw them together.
That might be it.
Vaguely empowered.
Could Get Your Act Together also just refer to like stop fucking around and ask me out or whatever?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Although the part where she goes, Winston! I love that. I do.
It is, yeah.
It's my favorite part of that. Oh, just that little, give me a little sweet little sip of something.
That's good.
You want to hear that a cappella?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Now don't go wasting my precious time.
The best part
is sexy on time.
It feels like in the mix, it seems like she's like giving it her all. And then like when you hear it like that, it's like, no, that's just a good vocal performance where she's like, yeah, I just sang it high. It's not like a power move.
Mm-hmm. Also, they like produced it in such a weird way that it sounds like thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's like a powerful performance.
Music was crazy back then. Really. Nowadays, it's all good.
Now it's perfect.
And it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they told me not too much, but they said a lot of things.
Yeah. And they're about to say some more things.
Like what?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, really, really, really wanna take a sip. If you wanna be my
love. Ooh, when they all come in.
It's good.
Those dings?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was the same note. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Guitar stab. That's the way it is. Wow. 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 It's like Austin Powers.
I told you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Are you horny, baby?
Does this guitar make you randy?
I hate what we've become.
It's great. We could cut it out. We won't.
If you want to be my lover.
God, when they all come in like that, it's transcendent. I love it.
It's really nice.
It's like a warm wave pulling you out to sea, slowly killing you, but you like it.
Yeah.
You know that feeling when you're pulled out to sea? It's like that.
Oh, I love that feeling.
But it feels good,
but
though.
It's good.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I can't believe we didn't comment on the hat in between the I wanna, which feels like everyone else in the studio going like, don't, I wanna, don't, ha, don't, ha, don't, ha, hey. I want to ha. All right, now. Zigga zigga. Oh, that's what you were going to say.
Which starts with a ha, of course.
Yeah.
I want to zigga zigga.
I want to ha.
Can you imagine if they said a word there instead?
I really, really, really want to talk.
No, I meant during the ha.
Oh. I was like, what? Sure.
So it would just be such a different song. I want to scream. I want to eat. I want to sleep. Like.
Oh, there's a punch up.
Aw, fuck! I fucked it up!
Oh, God.
I love how they shortened that pre-chorus, or whatever the fuck you want to call that.
Yeah.
And then go straight into the chorus with no break.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like they were like, it was a little too long. Like, we got tired of it, and then they were like, all right, this time we're just going to go straight into the fun part.
You know, you almost could say that lyrically, they were kind of edging us.
Do I have to play the theme song? Grace, we talk a lot about edging. She talks a lot about edging on this podcast.
Okay,
dude,
cool.
People have been tweeting about edging recently. I keep getting tagged in it. I think it's becoming trendy.
Miel, we're going to have to make shirts about edging now.
Oh, guys,
this is
your
fault.
I think we pioneered the edging movement.
I don't want the... No, I'm not on board for this, all right?
Why not? Have you not tried it? It's great, dude.
No, I don't want to... I'm not
going to... Dude.
I want to come.
but what if you didn't?
But edging you eventually do, right?
Eventually.
Well,
that's
now,
how you're, that's how you make it better.
You
that's
had my I'm curiosity.
That's what I'm saying!
I would say, I didn't even know, I mean, I knew what edging was. I just thought that was something that was part, like, you're supposed to do that. Like, I didn't know it was like, now I'm going to do edging.
Like, you, like, was a conscious choice?
Yeah, or like, I'm going to masturbate, but this time it's going to be edging. I just thought it was part of it.
I feel like edging is like, no one masturbates in edges. They're like, if I'm doing this, I'm doing it all the way.
No, you just got to get it done and over with.
Yeah.
But
if you're having sex.
When you take it to the edge and then come back down.
Oh. You ever gone on a hike and walked all the way out to the cliff?
Yeah.
But you don't jump?
Wait, what? No, it's more like walk up to the cliff, walk back down, walk back up to the cliff, walk back down, and then walk up to the cliff and then jump.
Oh, and then the jump feels really fucking good.
Because you earned the jump.
Earned it's the like jump. When you're a kid and you're like, I don't want to go off the diving board. So you do that a few times and then you finally do it.
Yeah.
I feel like Sean Jordan describing the serpentine trap.
Yes.
That's an All Fantasy Everything reference. Guys, listen to that podcast.
Half of this podcast is now just referencing another podcast.
It's okay. I was on it the other day. I just referenced our podcast a bunch.
Good.
We're just kind of becoming one family, I think. It's fine.
I love it. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
Gotta get with my friend.
Is Does she want them to fuck?
Yes.
Ever since the first time I heard this song, I was like, that's weird.
Okay, here, let's play devil's advocate. What else could it mean?
I think it was a state. This was their first single, and they were like, we are a group of friends. If you want to like this, I don't fucking know what I'm saying.
If you want to love me, my friends got to like you too.
If you want to have sex with one of us, you got to have sex with all of us.
No, we were trying to explain.
Ride or die, we fuck together.
We were trying to explain the other argument. How'd we end up back here?
I think the other argument is literally like, if you want to be in a relationship with me, then you have to be friends with my friends.
And which is a very normal, I mean, like, that's a good request.
Friends with my friends?
Well, like, you gotta...
Get with?
That's the thing. It's just a poor choice.
Come on, get with it. Come on, guys. You gotta get with it.
Like, you gotta be hip to my friends.
But here's the thing. If I say get with a person, that suddenly means a different thing.
Right.
If I'm like, hey, did you get with Demi? That's not, we're friends.
Unless we're talking about a school project.
Yeah, or hanging out.
You gotta
a get together. Second word is necessary.
It's like, we should...
You gotta get together with my friends.
Did you get with the other people for the project?
Uh-uh. That means you all fuck.
I don't think it does.
I'm not trying to be a perv. This is just a fact.
We just talked about edging.
And you haven't even heard the punch
Speaking
up
of
yet.
Edging, before we continue, we should take a little break.
Uh-oh, gotta go edge.
We're back. Come!
I'm gonna wait.
We yell, you rascal.
I truly do believe that it's gotta get with my friends, as in we all have to have sex together, and if they approve you, I can date you.
That's such a... In my head, I'm like, the guy's just like, yeah, okay.
That sounds good. Your friends are very hot, and they all have something different to offer. One is sporty, one is
a baby.
One's
gonna pretend to be a baby.
It's like a sample platter. Yeah, let's do this. It's like tapas for
fucking.
One's
gonna scare the shit out of me. Yeah, no. One kind of reminds me. Yeah, okay, doesn't matter.
It's like having to like do the 12 labors of Hercules before you get to fuck. It's like, if you can make it past baby spice, then we'll fuck.
The trials.
Yeah. There are three muses singing the entire time. It's like,
wait,
what?
Did you know these Spice Girls were supposed to be the muses from Hercules?
What?
Oh, wow. That was such a good opportunity to get that in there.
Yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
And
that's...
thank God they weren't, because, I mean, I could do a separate podcast on the fucking muses from Hercules, but it was originally going to be the Spice Girls doing gospel music. Good Lord.
Whoa.
And to be honest, the only one who could have tackled it would have been Sporty, but still. But she still shouldn't have done it. It should have been the women who ended up doing
it. Do we know who it is?
A lot of them, I don't know their names, but one of them was on Broadway a few times. I mean, they're power. Houses.
Okay,
you know what
so
I mean?
They are like Broadway. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
They're singers.
They are singers.
I love them so much. I feel like I make reference to them a lot just in terms of like a chorus of people singing about me doing something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really good.
So great.
I love the muses too, but I'm going to be honest. I always sing Go the Distance. I can't stop. It's a problem.
It's a beautiful song. And I do not like slow Disney songs. And that might be the only one that I like. It might be the only Disney ballad I truly like.
Don't listen to the Michael Bolton version.
I wouldn't.
Don't.
It's so good. The beginning of Go the Distance with those horns. I mean, like, just the beginning. The da na na na. And then the da na 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 na.
It sounds like
really
a Broadway arrangement.
It's the opening is just, it's so beautiful.
Is that Mencken?
Yeah.
My boy.
So good. My boy Alan.
So talented.
Just doesn't sound good. Okay, what do they say after that? Make it last forever, friendship. Dude, this is about edging.
Meow. Not every song's about edging.
Get with my friends, make it last forever. Okay. Tell me that's about being friends.
Okay, but last forever probably relates to friendship never ends.
But why would he have to be best friends forever with her friends? That seems like a crazy thing to mandate.
It does sound like she's just talking about like what he's got to do with her friends. And then separately, it's like, as an aside, friendship is going to go on forever.
I think that is one of the worst lyrics of all time, and it's weird blanket statement about friendship never ending, which is just isn't
so
true.
So untrue.
It's demonstrably false.
How many friendships have ended in your life?
I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to say that.
I would say probably 30 for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do my count until this episode's done.
Why? Because it's plus one? You're dumping me?
Maybe. No, I'm kidding.
Depends if you do a good punch-up or not, you dumb bitch.
Let's wait to hear. Oh, you did a great impression of me.
Demi calls me a dumb bitch constantly.
It's fine. You call me the N-word, I call you a dumb bitch. I can't believe we didn't talk about how sounds like edging. It's like, don't.
Okay.
You have to hit the sound effect for you.
No. All right, fine. I'm going to hit the other one.
Close to the edge.
I'm so proud of you. I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
Yeah, thank you.
This whole song sounds like edging.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Just not true.
Just so not true.
Not true, not related to anything real. I guess maybe to the you gotta get with my friends, but really just... I feel like they could have done a second pass on this.
Yeah, it's a totally separate thought. It has nothing to do with the relationship. It's just like, by the way, like...
I do appreciate the sentiment of, I may date you, but my friends are going to be here for me before we dated and probably after. So they are still important to me. Because how many friends have you had that the second they get in a relationship, you never see them again? Ugh. Rude.
Yeah, it's rude.
So rude.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends have been killed by the people they're in relationships with. So that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
Not funny. Too true.
No, it's the men getting killed.
Oh, I like it now.
Now it's funny.
Now it's funny.
Whoa.
Lead with that next time.
All right. A lot of my friends, male.
Okay.
All right. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
Okay, that's about
head.
Yeah,
that's you gotta
you gotta go down on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You gotta
give. Am I a perv?
That's taking is easy.
Miel, yes, and also yes, I think that's what it is.
But then there's something like taking is way too easy, but what are you gonna do? Like that's a relationship. He's just like he's never gonna make you come.
Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
You're just gonna take. That's kinda...
What else could it be? If you want to be my lover, you have got to give.
I think it's just you got to be generous.
Yeah.
But I honestly, now that I'm listening to it, the way that they say lover repeatedly and not just say if you want to
be my boyfriend.
Yeah. It's like, no, they want you to at every point just be like, it's sexual. So, yeah.
This is the same group that made Two Become One. Let us remember that.
Yeah.
I may be a pervert, but I don't think I'm far off.
They have
off
a song
here
called Naked.
Woo! Don't know that one.
And they got that song called Dick Inside.
You do know the Spice Girls.
I'm a big fan.
Dickens. It's about their friend Richard. He's inside the house.
That's what they say it is.
It's just a double entendre, guys. You don't get it. You don't get it.
You're the pervert.
Okay, that's the way it is. Thanks, Celine Dion. Thank you.
All right, so they go on to say.
Oh, my God.
What you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Ooh, the harmony.
Yeah.
The call and response.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that harmony.
I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
Okay.
It's so powerful.
Before we even get to the lyrics, I need you to play the isolated vocal for I Won't Be Hasty, I'll Give You a Try. Because there is a note in there that is fucking wrong.
You mean it is?
Do you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
That's fine.
Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty.
It was Are You For Real is what I meant to say.
Are you for...
Wait, you don't play Are You For Real again? I wasn't listening. I mean, I was listening to the
It is not a pleasant sound. The
that
interval.
You could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you
for real? I also don't like it.
I think it's just too... I think it's too breathy and weird. I think the notes are...
Mm-mm.
It's like one of them is giving a strong performance. The other one's, are you for real?
I don't even care about the singing differences. I swear one of them is super flat or super sharp, or it's just the interval that I don't like.
Yeah, sometimes you'll hear something and be like, that rubs me the wrong way.
That's the guy from Jungle Boogie again.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The reason exactly we started this podcast.
You guys are talking about.
Are you for real?
It's that top one is so flat.
Are you for real?
I think they're trying to do an octave and like someone's just like a half a step under or something. Yeah. It's really not working for me.
Most popular song of all time.
You can also hear in the isolated vocal that like Baby was not like the singer of the group.
Oh, she definitely wasn't. And then you can also hear in this one that Scary is like, I mean, Scary's line is like the best line in the whole verse.
The most difficult also.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, it just sounds the best.
Which one is that?
I won't be hasty.
Oh,
it's just like, it's like, oh, okay, now here's the
changes
singer.
Register.
They keep giving her that third line, just being like, she's the one that can hit the note very easily.
Yep. I do love the way Sporty sings that first line. Oh, what do you think about that? She has this like breathiness to her voice that
it's so good.
Right?
There's a song that she does called Too Much where she just like belts a note and it's so... It's like one of the most sexy songs I've ever heard in my life.
And she can do acrobatics.
Yeah, and she does sports.
Sign me the fuck up.
That's a woman.
There's a reason why she was my favorite. It's those back springs. That's what they're called.
I love that it's, what do you think about that after the chorus? Because it's like, this is, I guess it's not the second time we're hearing it, but it's them setting up the rules and just being like, well, are you in?
Oh, what do you think about that?
Now you know how I feel. It's like, kind of.
I have to fuck all of your friends? All right. I guess I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Say you can handle my love. Are you for real?
That's so, like, patronizing.
Yeah. It's like, you really think you can fuck this? It's like, Are you kidding me?
I'm a baby.
One of my friends is a baby. Two of them, one of them is scary. You want to get with this?
Was she called Baby Spice?
Because.
She's the youngest.
Yeah. Was she even?
I'm the baby.
Probably.
Gotta love me.
I'm a baby.
What is that?
That's how she Woody opened Woodpecker? Every song. Yeah, that was a.
What is that?
Woody Woodpecker. Woodpecker.
Oh, okay. I get them confused.
We'll put in a clip of Woody Woodpecker right here. Or not.
Why?
Just to make editing more difficult for you.
Thanks so much. I loved doing that.
And here we'll put a car horn.
I hate you.
Are you for real? Are you for real?
Something.
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try.
What is that? What is hasty and giving them a try have to do with each other?
I think this
even
is just
in the
like
same
a.
Line.
This feels like a condescending, like, I know you've been. You're taking your time. I won't do that.
No. The opposite. Wait, She will take her time. I won't be hasty. See? This is
yeah, if
sense.
You get your shit together, I won't be hasty.
I will suck your dick on the first date.
I will give you a try. You prove to me right here and right now that you will fuck all my friends.
I will give you a try. Your dick right now. I don't know what it means.
These are the ground rules I'm laying out. How do you feel?
You can get the free trial, but you gotta fuck all the friends after that.
I won't be hasty. I love that note again.
So good.
I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
Fair. Extremely fair.
Very fair, like goes without saying.
Goes without saying and is like a very low bar of like, after all of these things, it's like, I feel like there are more things that you should put, because it's like, get your act together, you gotta fuck all my friends, but if I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This sounds like you're that bothering friend me. You have.
I don't know where I want to go to dinner. I'm done.
This sounds like that friend that like everyone has that's perpetually single and constantly complaining about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they're always like, I don't know why it's so hard to find a tall, rich, mm-hmm. successful, super hot, okay. generous, okay. sensitive, intelligent.
Subtweet me more.
Famous person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, and no, I think I know why. It's,
yes.
Your list is kind of insane.
Yeah.
Don't bug me. Fuck my friends. Get your act together. Forget my crimes.
Go faster, but I won't.
Yeah.
What does any of this have to do with anything?
I'm not sure.
But if you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. I do like the way Ginger sings that last line. I think it's Ginger.
I also love the word bug. You just don't hear that. I mean, besides Destiny's Child bugaboo, you really don't hear the word bug very often in songs. I think it's just like a, I mean, bug I don't think me. It fits, and no. I think it's weird, but it's just like kind of like, huh.
It feels like it's not too romantic enough of a term to use.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah,
like
but
your
I like
siblings
it.
Bug you, you know?
Right.
Like, you know.
I like the way she says it. I do.
If
I agree.
Really like,
bug me.
Can you play it? I love the way she says it.
It's got toed.
It's got toed.
I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
Like a little scoop on
me.
Bug. Yeah.
If you really bug me.
Yeah, it's got like such a.
It's good.
What's the word? Accent.
Mm-hmm.
Bug me. Bug me.
If you really bug me.
If you bug me.
Bug me.
Are you doing my British accent again?
Yes. No, that was New Zealand.
Oh, my big me.
Big me. Oh.
You really big
Grace,
me.
Grace, can you do any of these accents?
Yeah, I can do New Zealand, but I can only say one thing.
Say
and it's hippie birthday. And that's all I can say.
Hippie birthday.
I can only say hippie birthday, and that's it.
That's great.
Oh my God, it sounds like we're like interviewing Flight of the Conchords.
Thank you. Yes, that's so nice.
Hey, Jermaine, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jermaine. Goodbye.
Oh, happy birthday. I got really
Who is that?
That's Jermaine. Whoa. His voice is so low.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
It was funny. Trust me.
I believe it.
I've laughed.
I've
quietly, really quiet.
That's like, if you want to like not lie, but it's like you don't want them to know that you. Just saying I've laughed and not I laughed. Like,
I've laughed
a few times.
Okay, so we get it. She has really high standards and she's mad at this person. It sounds like. All right, that's fine.
Which I'm sure there are reasons to be mad, but I'm also just like, this seems like a lot to put in front if someone's just kind of like, hey, I want to get with you. It's like just a lot of attitude out of the gate.
Yeah.
Although at this point they're famous now and people are hearing this, so they kind of can do this.
Yeah.
If you're famous, you can have crazy
Were they
standards.
Famous before the song came out?
No.
No, but this was their first single.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they weren't famous when people are hearing this.
No, but they popped off to this song. So now everybody wants to fuck them.
I think that your hit standard should be high whether you're famous or not.
True.
You know, I think you should walk around. This is for women only. Or people who identify as women.
Kill the men.
You should walk around acting like you're a celebrity.
I think you're right.
I think you should just.
You get treated differently.
Yeah.
People think you are famous.
Listen to that Cool Walking playlist and just feel
exactly.
confident.
Exactly. Feel like John Travolta. And who does not want to feel like that guy?
Yeah, I will tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I want to hear that part a cappella just because the
I think the has are sporty. They sound like sporty to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's doing like karate kicks.
She probably, is.
She really is sporty.
She can kick. I've seen it.
I like it. Feels like there is like Jerry's? It's one person for sure, but there's a doubler on the has.
Yeah. I think she probably just did it like five times.
Yeah, that's definitely sporty.
Something's wrong with Jerry's recording. Can you just pay attention to the way "So Tell Me What You Want, What You Really, Really Want" sounds?
Oh, it yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me
what you want, what you really, really want. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like they had to do some sort of weird like EQ to it to make it sound better, and this is...
Parallel compression, baby! Mm.
Doesn't it sound like she's like on the talkback mic?
Maybe.
It doesn't sound like she was recorded in the same space as the other lines.
This is just like some loose dialogue they happen to capture, and they're like, oh, hey, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of what it sounds like. I kept thinking I had a corrupt version, and I'm like, no, I literally think that there's something wrong with that line.
Although, I guess the music is so overpowering that you just kind of don't get,
you don't
like,
think
about
it. That, I mean, yeah, that piano vamp, like, steals your attention.
Yeah.
We also didn't discuss I Wanna Really, Really, Really Wanna.
Yeah, it's,
that does make me mad.
And it also kind of feels like you don't really want to if you're being like, well, you got to fuck my friends first.
Also, it's just like, I always thought they were saying, well, I really, really, really want to. And I liked that better. But I want to really, really, really want to.
I want to really, really, really want to. I like it.
So it's like playing on the nonsense. It's just like nonsensical.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. But it's just like.
I have one word.
It's just like a word soup.
I just like a palindrome.
I would go ahead and say veto.
All right, well.
If I was a space girl, I would say, no, no.
You're the one that got kicked out, because you aren't down with the...
It was me!
She hates that we make everyone fuck everybody. She doesn't like our nonsense phrases.
I was the original Baby Spice, because I was 7.
Mela's infant Spice.
I literally cry on every track. So then we get back to the chorus again?
Yeah.
If you wanna be my lover.
Oh, that dropout.
Yeah, that's so good.
If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give.
Wow.
Is that sporty in the background?
That's scary.
Oh, scary, right.
Background, I didn't hear it. What was it? What vocal?
You have got to give.
I always thought that was Baby.
No, Baby doesn't have good enough ear for that, because that's got like a little slide note, like, ooh, you've got to get, like that sort
ooh,
of like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like the kind of jazzy sort of feel. Scary and Sporty are the only ones. Well, Sporty can pull that off. She has a really good ear, and so does Scary. But I think it was Scary.
I want to break this chorus down, like, because there's so many layers of like cool things happening
yes,
here.
Yes,
the dropout is
yeah,
something that,
love that.
Yeah, love that. That's like one of my favorite parts.
But like the vocals start with.
He really wanna zig-a-zig. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever.
Those harmonies.
Friendship never ends.
Next year it's a really bad harmony.
If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give.
You've got to take.
Taking is too easy, but that's
a weird, it is a weird harmony, but I think I like it.
It's good. I
here,
like it.
Listen to this again. Listen to the low harmony
but
on
I love
Friendship
low.
Never Ends.
Yeah, it's
on ends, they just
drop
stop what they're doing.
Friendship never ends.
Oh, yeah.
Friendship never ends.
Wait, we can't play it again? I was thinking about Sheryl Crow.
Friendship never ends.
Oh, yeah, like she stops holding the note. Yeah.
It's also not the right note. Friendship never ends.
Who do you think is on that one?
That's probably
scary.
Sporty. I think it's Sporty.
Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my love.
Friendship never ends.
That is so. Yeah.
They do it on the next line too. You've got that's the way.
Maybe
it is.
Maybe it might have just sounded weird. Because sometimes if the note was like kind of wonky, they were like, just sing it really quick so that we can't hear it very
yeah.
much. Maybe
or like she's possible. Out of breath and it's like
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very possible. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard it.
And All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow, if you listen, when she sings Till the Sun Comes Up Over Santa Monica Boulevard, the lower harmony does not sing the word boulevard.
Which is a line I've always been like, all right. But I did not know that. That's crazy.
So just it's like, sun comes up over Santa Monica.
Yeah. Because it would have sounded weird.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
As opposed to the rest of the line, which is a normal thing to say.
My hunch is that they recorded this so fast, they just didn't have a good take of the harmony.
Whoops.
We'll just use what we have. Or like hers was first and they like added the vocal, like the frills, and they're like, that's great. Everyone do that. the rest of it.
If you want to be my lover, you have got to give.
You've got to take
it. It's too easy, but that's the way.
Oh, she takes it so long.
Yeah, she does a little run.
She can, if she can, why not?
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
The low harmony's still doing weird shit under there on that last
I love it. It's, I think it's all the same note, too. I love when that happens.
The monotone harmony.
Beyonce does it in Rocket. She just sings in under Rocket. She's like, I do it like it's my profession. I gotta give a confession. In Rocket, the bottom harmony is just her singing the same note, extremely low, but it's
really?
Very cool. Yeah.
Goddamn.
I love Beyonce.
Her range is insane.
It's so. It's
I don't
so
understand.
Insane. It's rude.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of fucked.
It's
up.
Really mean.
Yeah.
We should send her a letter.
Yeah. No.
She'll
I
get
agree.
It.
Beyonce, come on the podcast and defend yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
oh my
the,
god. That's the instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a very like bow, bow, like it reminds me of like the set like the porn guitar, you know, like
yeah. Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow. It's exactly guitar. A porn guitar.
This is definitely a porn song. They were just like this is all sex. Like as much as we're like what do they really mean? It's like if we're being honest, they want this to be a yeah. fuck song.
Yes. Even but the then, instruments are sex.
But then everything comes together and it's like I can't see anyone being like this is a song I have sex to.
No. Oh god, I hope not.
No.
I hope you have
sex with your friends. I want to hear the guitar by itself.
Oh right. It's this one.
I think guitar is the way.
I kept being like, is he joking?
No, wait, I think...
He really doesn't know what instruments sound like.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Like, this is guitar. I'm like, this is a piano.
Is it this then? Because I don't think there is any guitar.
There is. It, yeah, that's it.
It's labeled song.
This is like,
Pizza Boy. I don't have any money. All I have is my tight little puss and some rock hard nips.
Well, I can't take that. I gotta take it back to the...
I've never seen a porn. I don't know if this is...
I don't believe that for a second.
Meow, that was pitch perfect dialogue from three different porns.
Yeah.
Wow, good job. I guess I'm a porn
savant. I mean, the fact that you knew it was pizza right away means you've obviously...
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't just say pizza.
No, I'm mostly referencing that Vine that Victor and Heather made.
I don't know it, and I know a lot of porns, and that sounds
that's
like a porn to me.
Oh, Victor and Heather made a porn. That's right.
It's Zach and Miri.
I always make this mistake.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a porn guitar.
It's definitely a porn guitar.
Very good call.
It's Austin
Grace.
Powers again.
That synth, like, I don't know what to call it, organ thing is amazing, though.
Yeah.
I really like that. I want to make that into a new song.
Isn't this such a, it's like a weirdly almost upbeat
inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
This does
it's
feel
poppy as hell.
Without the porn guitar.
Welcome to the new you!
It's like a seminar.
It's like a church.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a church song.
Yeah, I feel like that's like an inspirational author that like holds like events for women that like unshackling yourself.
Yeah. Breathe.
Yeah. And everyone's just like dancing and you're like, did you guys learn a dance? How did everyone know how to do this? And then we get to my favorite part, the rap bridge.
Oh, great. Let's break this down.
Here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me? You gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy B. Who doesn't come for free? She's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see. Slow your body down and wind it all around. Slow your body down
so
and
good.
Wind it all around.
I have so many things to say about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I should have cut that into half because I'm just.
It's okay. Let's go. Start. Grace.
Okay. First of all, something I really love is, or something I like paying attention to is like opening. Lines in rap verses. Like, I think it sometimes they can, like, make or break.
Uh-huh.
Oh, for sure.
A rap. Like,
set the tone.
Yeah. And I think, and I love especially rap verses that sort of open up, like, and sort of, like, wink, wink to the fact that, like, they're starting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, this one's like, so here's a story. And I think it's such a good beginning. And I think it's just, like, a very good way to start a very good rap verse.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then the other thing I wrote is, like, something, I also have, like, a very strong belief. In that the Spice Girls are like extremely theatrical, like so like they're just I mean they're characters essentially, but like in this verse particularly they're like talking about each other, they're finishing each other's sentences, not only that but they're like finishing each other's sentences like conversationally, like about each other, they're like talking about the other one, then the other one's like I got it from here because you just mentioned me, so now I'm gonna talk about a little, it's like
I'll
very
go ahead and tap in this relay.
Yeah, it's just like it's something that I mean I can name three musicals that do the exact same thing, and so I just think that's like, and that's sort of like the spirit of the whole song, which is like the call and response.
Yeah.
It's like a song that is like, I was listening to the only two girl groups I can think of that have achieved like the same level of success as the Spice Girls, which is Fifth Harmony and Little Mix, which I
Destiny's Child got erased from history.
Sorry, I meant like
TLC just got erased from history.
Okay, I meant like groups. Wow.
You're sounding real racist, Grace. I'm gonna be honest.
No. I meant like groups of girls.
The Supremes just got erased.
No. I'm talking about modern.
Oh, fair enough.
And that's also different because that had Beyonce. This is like, there was no Beyonce in this group. I mean, you could say the Camilla is the Beyonce Fifth Harmony, but what I'm saying is...
It's five Kelly Rowlands here.
Yeah.
She had that great song about people getting shot.
Yeah, that was a sad song.
Oh, Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
Stole. Well, the grammar was all wrong.
Shit.
Five girl groups,
musical. This is a song. Okay, so I was listening to the other girl groups like Fifth Harmony and Little Mix, and they're songs that could easily be sung. Like, you could just take the songs and have Ariana Grande sing it, and it would just be a song.
Right.
It would just be a regular song. You could have one person sing it, but this is like a song that is just like begging to be sung by a group. It can't not be sung by a group, and I think that that's like very, with the call and response and with this like rap verse and with like the talking about themselves, it's like...
That's a really good observation. There's like a collaborative element to this song.
Yeah, it's so much so, and it's like, yeah, just, and I think it was just like, it's a really, I'm so glad that it was their debut single because it was, I just think like, what a way to introduce yourself as a group. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a statement and it's such being like, here's like who we are. We're not like the fucking Beatles, but like, we're having fun. Even the music video, they're just like walking around a hotel and like flipping people's tables and like punching things and stuff.
I couldn't figure out what Scary Spice reminded me of in this verse. And then I finally figured it out when doing the punch up. She sounds like Slick Rick.
She does, yeah. How about you and me making the cars? Robin Wolfolk
said making
actor?
It.
No, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper from.
And he was in The Christmas Story?
No.
I've never seen that movie.
He has a song called Children's Story. That's what it is.
Right, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, play it.
Robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job. Money came with ease. But one couldn't stop. It's like he had a disease.
Right?
Yeah. It is very
slick. The way she like scoops up to the words and it's so like kind of out of tune and just like relaxed.
The way it feels like the entire thing is being performed in italics. That's
exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
I also thought A to Z. Don't they say Z in England?
Fake
fucking posers.
Wow. They're just trying to, you know, you got to Americanize yourselves if you want to.
Oh, you just reminded me of a fact.
You want to be successful.
They were Spice. In England, they were Spice.
Oh.
And then they came to America and there was already a rapper named Spice, so they added the girls.
Interesting.
I think Spice Girls is a better.
It's
like,
way
like,
better.
Spice is like a cooler thing. They probably would have gone a lot further, but Spice Girls, I feel like it's a very important part of it to me.
I agree.
And what if they were just called Backstreet?
That would be. I would never listen to a band called Backstreet.
We have Backstreet Boys and Blackstreet.
Yeah. who do No Diggity, which is a great fucking song.
And Blackstreet Boys, which is my band. It's just me.
So here's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you got to listen carefully.
Love it. Love it. All
right. Okay.
She's talking to us.
That is a very, like, I think.
She's a narrator.
Rhyme and just, like, setup wise, I like that as an intro. It's like, you got to listen carefully.
Yeah.
To, oh, here we
go.
Here we go.
I literally wrote that. You're like, here we go. Like, we're in for a treat.
Which is, again, the Slick Rick thing. It's like, gather around, I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
So like, here's a story from A to Z.
We got M in the place. Okay, so that's referring to Baby Spice, Emma, who likes it in your face.
Yeah, no, that was that's very sexual. And this is also, it has,
If it wasn't your face, I'd be like, what? Like, who likes it in the face?
Right, or her face. I think they're trying to say, or at least double meaning, saying she's confrontational.
Yeah.
So she'll get up in your fucking grill,
But that's
grill,
baby
bro.
Spice.
Yeah.
Which does not make
Which
sense
makes,
to the brand.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Fighting babies.
Some babies are really annoying. Some babies bug the shit out of you.
That's true. And you got to tell them goodbye.
You got to tell them goodbye.
This doesn't make a lot of sense. You got G, Jerry, like MC, Mel C, who likes it on A. And now here's another thing I learned from that unknown source in that story. We don't know if it's true or not. Who likes it on an E. ZV.
Ooh.
They think that that's sex on ecstasy. The way they start with E and then just carry it over to the next line.
I mean, yeah.
That's like that
I could,
if you seek Amy kind of thing.
Weird reference to like slip into this song, I feel like.
Well, if this source is true, and again, I highly doubt it, they're saying this song is about sex.
Sure.
And so it's like.
And shits
and M
cigars.
Will like, M likes it on your face. Okay, I think we know what that means.
But
Jerry
wait,
and.
Wait, what does that mean?
But Easy V is.
On your face.
No, but Easy V is.
No.
Victoria.
E. They're using the E to be the beginning of Easy V and E as the end of the previous sentence. They like it on an easy. They like it on an E. ZV.
ZV.
Doesn't come for free.
Okay.
Wait, what does she mean by on her face?
that she sits on his face.
Oh, I was. Yeah. I mean, that's mean, not like, what I'm
thinking. I'm thinking of a facial. Thinking, I know.
Yes, yeah. And I was trying to make you say that on air anyway.
Well, we did
a facial.
Yeah.
That's not even a dirty word.
Okay. Well, I didn't think you were going to say.
I'll say any word other than the N one. Dare me.
I will not.
Facial. You
that's
got
not
it.
What I wanted you to just. Never mind.
What? What I do thought, you want? You want me to describe it? I will.
Go for it. Describe it, Mio.
No.
That's what I wanted you to do.
The Spice Girls taught me a lesson, and it's no. Doesn't come for free.
Okay.
Easy V is Victoria, which, by the way, she's not easy, so that does not make sense. Because then they immediately say she's a real lady, which is referring to the fact that Victoria is the only one of the group coming from an like upper class background.
Well, she's Posh Spice.
Well, it does
she's
make like, sound like they're making fun of her then. It's like, she's a real lady.
They are. But again, she was not in the room when they recorded this.
Oh, that's why. Oh, they're like, God. Yeah, of course it was important for me to be there so I could be like, don't.
And guys, how did we skip this? They just announced the reunion tour and she's the only one not doing it.
Ooh.
She has a fashion line.
And yeah, okay. Kids.
Yeah.
And a hot husband.
Beyonce has kids.
The thing is, I would believe the ecstasy thing, if only because if they don't want to suggest that she's easy and it like doesn't come for free thing, then I'm like, then why even add easy there unless it's to be like,
yeah,
we want to make a joke.
Yeah.
But okay, let's assume that it's not ecstasy.
Well, what? Then it's still E because who likes it on A? That sentence doesn't
end. Yeah, who likes it on an...
No, it's the thing. No, it's the thing where they're like finishing each other's sentences. It's like a... I mean,
but there's no... What is the finished sentence?
Like, who likes it on an easy...
Who likes it on top of Victoria?
Oh, true.
Doesn't make sense.
I feel like it also could just be like, who likes it on a, like, maybe they think people are going to fill in, like, dick or something in their head. And just be like,
You know how, like, Hakuna Matata? Oh.
I was going to say, in Mr. Brightside, like, and he's touching his chest now.
Yeah, that's or like dick. Yeah, that's a better example than what I was gonna say.
No, you're gonna say from Hakuna Matata. I got you.
Oh, like when he's like not in front of the kids, you know? Like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, like kind of like that. They're like, we're not gonna do that.
That's a good point. That didn't occur to me because it goes so quickly. I was like, nah, they're not putting in a blank there, but maybe they are.
Hey, it's fun.
What does
it's
she
fun.
Got G like MC mean?
That's just to get Jerry and Mel C incorporated into.
I think it's real. I mean, it's really fun that they're like doing. It's like very.
Everybody
like
gets
good.
Bouncy.
It's good. It's good. Right? I mean, rap writing because they're like playing off like it's like a bunch of letters, and they said A to Z in the beginning, and then they're like talking about more letters. Mm-hmm. I think
rhyme wise and like flow wise,
yes,
it's great. But
it's
if
great.
When I'm like, what are they trying to say here? I'm just like G like MC. What does that mean? Anyway.
So I think they're saying Jerry like Mel C, like it on an Easy V, and
they
then
like
it's
it
also
ecstasy.
Worth noting that Easy V doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. That's
great.
Jerry coming in just for that one line. So that
she's a real lady. That's her only.
No, she goes, who likes it on it? And then boom, Jerry, Easy V doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And then it goes back to scary.
Going back to your like playing on the letters thing, though, Easy V sounds like E-Z-V.
I'm sure that was something that was done intentionally.
That's genius.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's really good rap writing.
It doesn't make sense,
you gotta
but it sounds so cool. This is also the part that everyone freaks out when they try to do the song at karaoke. This is the part where
it goes, fuck, I don't know. Spend
gotta,
the money down.
You gotta commit.
And then, and as for me, my favorite part, you'll see.
You'll see.
Can you play that laugh on isolated?
It's
absolutely.
So good.
Lazy. And as for me, you'll see.
You'll see.
It's got like that growl. You'll see. I love it.
I love how she plays coy after like being so explicit.
Bree, she's a real lady.
And as for me,
for me.
This is just hearing this isolated, I'm like, this is so British.
Yes, it's so British.
And also like solidifying that Mel B is the star of the group.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the star of the song. I think it's the same way that Paul and John work, where sometimes Paul would be like, this is my fucking song. I mean,
do you think there's a different star of the group?
No, I don't think there is. There's no Beyonce, but I think there's a star of this song.
Yeah.
I think that there are other songs. I think it's usually either Sporty or Scary who's the star of the song.
100%.
But for this one, it was 100% Scary Spice.
A gray.
100%.
That was my accent. And then my favorite line in the song.
Oh, so
slam your body down and wind it all around. And slam your body down and wind it all around.
They all sing the same note. They all sing the same exact effing note. And then they sing the second time. And then they split. And it's so good. One of my favorite parts of the whole song.
What the fuck does that mean?
Slam
your body down and wind it all around.
It means dropped to the floor. It stopped drop and roll in Britain.
Remember those remember that viral sensation where the boys would hump the floor?
Vine? Yes.
Have you guys ever heard of, I didn't want to say Vine because I don't want to say it in front of you guys, but yeah.
How dare you?
I got famous from Grind on Me.
Yeah. No, yeah. I got famous from watching you.
Grind on Me.
But that's when I hear Slam Your Body Down and Wind It All Around. That's just
the worm.
That's what I think about.
You think of the worm.
I guess it's the
worm.
That's
what they want them to do. It's like, I want you to fuck me like those teen boys from Vine.
I imagine that scene from the Treehouse of Horrors episode parodying The Shining, where Homer's running on the ground in circles going, whoop, 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 whoop. Deep cut, but it's exactly what I imagine.
Yeah.
Except like Hulk Hogan into that.
Oh yeah, brother.
Slam your body down.
Slam your body down and whine it all around, brother.
Or like the windmill, like that breakdance move. But again, slamming into it.
No matter what it is, they want you to do something very complex.
Yeah.
Are they telling us to do it, or are they telling the male suitor?
No, because at the end they say, if you want to be my lover, you got to slam, 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 slam.
But that's like sex euphemism again, right?
I don't know. If you want to be my lover, you got to dance. You got to slam. You got to slam. You got to dance.
Who's like, hey, you want to go slamming tonight? No. Unless you're slamming drugs.
An English thing.
I'm doing that every day. I ask you every Tuesday if you want to go slamming, and you say no.
I don't want to chug 30 beers, bro. Also, you're the English person here. Is slam a fucking phrase?
I left England at the age of 3.
Long enough to know what slam means.
Yeah. Sure.
Is it sex or drugs?
I think it's nonsense.
Slam your body.
I mean, I don't know.
That's a very specific nonsense sentence. Whole sentence. Slam your body down and wind
it all around.
I think it is like fucking.
What if they like?
It's a tall order.
Okay, they slam their body down like on the bed, and then they like Jack in a Box crank their dick. Uh-huh. They have like a whole bit, like, you know, like walking down the elevator, but like to get an erection, like doo 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 doo.
Like when you do like the balloon blowing of your middle finger.
Yeah.
But with like a crank motion.
Slowly
it just emerges from the groin.
What if it's like, I wish I knew the name for this. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it's like, there's this dance that I've seen so many videos of. It's usually in Barbados where it's like there's a woman on the ground with her legs wide open, and then someone just does like a giant jump on there and just
slams
on
her.
That's what they want.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, I know, I've seen those videos also.
Yes, that's
what
they want.
So funny.
It's just like dry humping.
It
looks so physically painful.
It's extreme dry humping.
Yeah.
It's like Dave Mira's dry humping.
Can you imagine being the woman just like, okay, like just sort of just like letting
I feel
it happen.
Bad for everyone involved. It's just like, all right, there's gonna be a weight on top of me, and then I'll hear feel some
so
rising.
It's more dangerous than skateboarding.
Yeah. I'm sure the men like it though, because it gives them a chance to be like which
purely,
all men love to do, I think.
It's purely primal.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like, oh, get these urges
out.
It's like when you were in middle school and suddenly boys just started like thrusting all the time.
Yeah.
I went to a different, this is some island thing.
No, I just feel like there was always boys who just like, they thought it was funny suddenly to like thrust into the air to be like,
all
the time.
I blame Greece.
The country.
That came out in like the 80s, didn't it?
Yes, but I feel, well, maybe I blame Greece for me doing
it. Wait, do they do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The chicks of cream. That's right. And as for me, you'll see.
Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around.
That's probably the best harmony in the song.
Okay, so I'll slam my body down and wind it all around, but
that
does sound like a recipe for rug burn.
Yeah. Well, if you're wearing a cup.
Well, on my like other parts of my
if
body.
If you
want to
be my lover, you got to wear one of those cups.
And then the final chorus.
Yeah, it pretty much goes on to.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta.
Sounds like she's going to sneeze.
I was going to say come,
okay.
But sure, they're the same.
I'll fix it for the show. It sounds like she's going to come.
Thank
sounds like
you,
she's
Grace.
Okay, no. The ending.
Like the
no,
last?
No, keep waiting. After the riff.
I'll play.
Ready?
If you want to be my lover.
Doesn't it remind you?
You can hear the arms cross.
You can hear the arms cross. It's like, we just sang that. You know when songs like...
Word up. Yeah.
And that's the song. You know when like songs used to do that when they would like end on like the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, because it was like cheerleading... routine.
I just
you can hear the arms crossed. You can hear the pose.
Yep,
like all of them get into like girl formation.
Yeah, they drop to one knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the song we just sang. you know?
If you want to be my lover, lover, lover. I love also how the last time she says it, she's like, slam your body down and
zig a zig. Again, it's very like so slick Rick. Now that I know who that is, it's very slurred.
I can't handle it. I also love that you gotta slam.
Oh, daggering. That's what it's called.
What?
The dance from Jamaica.
Oh,
daggering.
That makes sense.
Yes. You gotta.
Is your dick
gonna
dagger?
Slam your body down and dagger me hard.
Stop.
Yar, dagger me hard.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
Look, it's a Jamaican custom. If you don't like it, you're racist.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't think the dick is the dagger. I think your whole body is the dagger.
Oh, your whole body is the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Dagger me down and zig zig. I also love the ha, ha, ha. No, it's only three. You think it's four. It's three.
Sorry.
So good.
I was doing one for each. You gotta.
Do you guys think they did drugs?
Yeah.
I think they did a little bit of an E. Actually,
they might do have done E.
In my head, every famous group does drugs.
You eventually do drugs, I think.
You eventually do
drugs. Or you started doing drugs and then you got clean.
Or it was thing that you're like, I'm never going to do drugs. And then I'm like,
you do it.
Or it's like you're like, you try coke once and you're like, I don't like that. And
I think
what
you do, yeah. We're literally just describing every way you can be with drugs. We're like, it's one of those.
It's either you never do it or you eventually do it. Or maybe you don't do it and then you do it and then you don't do it anymore.
And those are the only options.
We are on hour three of describing drug usage.
That's the end of the song, though. We did it.
It is the end of the song.
Slam your body down and wind your toe around.
Slam your body down and zig a zig.
You know what I would love to hear is like Julie Andrews covering this.
I love Julie Andrews.
If you want to be my lover,
you've got to get with my friends.
That's a Mary Poppins.
When I get really drunk, my Julie Andrews impression comes out and it's really bad. It's like the one I can do.
No, it sounds perfect.
This is off topic, but by the time this comes out, I can say it. I saw the new Mary Poppins movie and it's fucking fantastic.
I'm so excited. What? You made me so excited for it.
I texted so many. I mean, I didn't text anybody. It's great. I love it. Go see it. Unrelated. Julie Andrews isn't in it, though.
Yeah. That would have been weird. People would have. She probably didn't want anything to do with it.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have to. She's done enough.
Sure,
she
but
has.
It's like, I don't know.
I'm okay if she wants to, like, sleep in a bath for the rest of her life.
As long as it keeps her alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, it's an olive oil bath to keep her skin taut.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
That's how it works.
Okay.
That's what we do. Women. You don't get it. You're not a Spice Girl.
I don't know. You ladies got so many things. You want me to fuck your friends.
Yep.
You have olive oil baths.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I gotta find out what zig a ziga means.
Yeah.
It's shits and cigars, I already told you.
But when I get you that as a gift, you're mad at me.
Yeah, stop giving me your shit. I don't want it.
What do you want? You really, really, really want a shit and cigar.
I really want the shit. You have got to give.
I gotta give you shit? Okay. Miel, we've dissected this song. We figured out that it's definitely about edging and about fucking. How could you possibly have changed this?
Honestly, my issue is that I felt like they said things without saying them, and I'm like, if you're gonna say it,
yeah,
so just say it. Okay. So I said it.
All right. Well, let me hear you say it.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell
it's
me
just
what you want, what you really, really want.
Pretty good.
I'll tell you what I want. Just time, fuck my friends soon, and we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I wanna. Well, I really want you to have sex with my friends. If you wanna be my lover, you've got to fuck my friends. Make it last forever. Edging is the best.
Oh,
if you wanna be my lover, also got to give my friends cunnilingus. What you think about that? You got fucking to do. Think you can handle my love? Then fuck my crew.
Fuck my crew.
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. But if you wanna fuck me, then fuck my allies. So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna go with me? You gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who sits on top of your face. We got G disease free. Who's got a really easy V? Does come for free.
She's a real lady.
And ask for me. Take my friends down and maybe we can pound. If you wanna.
That was very slick, Rick. Somebody down on fucking my lover. Beautiful.
Just wow. Had to clear it up a bit.
Good. Thank you. A true punch-up.
Truly.
Yes.
They should have made this the original version.
Yeah. When they go on, we should send this to them.
Yeah,
when they go
no,
on
of
tour
course. Yeah.
They'll use it.
Yeah.
I'm close personal friends with Mel B's former assistant, by which I mean she was my roommate 10 years ago.
Oh, oh. Great.
2 degrees of separation yeah. as far as
I know. I guess David Beckham fucked all the Spice Girls yeah. somewhere
else? Oh, I bet you he did.
He had to yeah, try them all did. On for size.
Eddie Murphy had a baby with one of them.
What? With who?
Mel B.
Scary.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Wow. So both David Beckham and Eddie Murphy are the only two to have ever completed the trial of fucking all the Spice Girls.
The prophecy is true.
The stones.
Me. Okay, we have to choose before we move on to Unpunchable Jams what spices we are.
Ugh.
No, make up our own.
Yes, make
yeah,
up your own. Make up your own. What spice are you? Demi, go.
What? Demi, go.
You gotta start.
Ha! I'm ha-ha spice?
Yeah, you're ha-ha spice.
I'm movie spice.
Though that's so true.
I'm, yeah.
That's so good. What spice are you, Grace?
I'm like caffeine spice. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yes.
Like, I didn't want to say coffee spice, but I'm like, I keep you awake.
Caffeinated spice.
I'm like a caffeinated spice.
You're the one who's like, we got to cut out all the has she did. She did way too many.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, no, she was too excited and way too loud.
Or you like, got to be with my friends.
Yeah. And they're like, she needs to take a nap right away. That's the spice that I am.
That feels true.
I know myself.
I'm nutmeg. Cause
nutmeg?
Wait.
Oh, cause
a nut.
Cause nut. Nut. No.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Cause, true fact, sweet. On the inside.
Sweet on the inside.
But on the outside, I'm mace.
You're mace?
What?
The rapper?
The outside of nutmeg is mace, I think.
Shut up.
What yeah. is, like the pepper spray?
So it's yeah. a spicy nut?
It's a spicy nut, baby.
Yo, all right, let's not go stealing yeah. my, let's not go stealing my rap name.
That's a spicy nut.
Ooh, that's a real spicy nut.
I love his hit single, Spice on These Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Spicy Nut the guy from those Ice Age movies? Spicy nut.
And with that,
wait, so are you nutmeg spice or are you yeah, just nutmeg?
That seems like, no, I you think you're better than us?
Yes, I do. Wow. I'm a one-word moniker. I'm nutmeg.
Okay.
Also, am I allowed to be in the Spice Girls?
No, you're a spice boy.
All right, I'll be the manager or the guy who's just like at the DJ
booth.
Wait,
I'm sorry, why would you be the manager?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I'm so sorry. You think you should manage all the women?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, man is in the word. Wow. Of course he does. Of course
hey.
He does.
Whoa. Wow. I'm cool.
I'm just trying to get the heat off myself for saying he'd be Mel B from earlier.
He'd be big.
Why did you remind him? Remember what you said?
Oh,
it?
No!
Remember what you said?
What did
she
say?
When she said I was Mel B.
Oh yeah, that racist
the
thing you
black
said.
The black one.
Stop. You guys stop.
Oh my God.
Don't.
You guys stop. You're going to superimpose me saying the N-word now. Oh, no, I'm editing this. I'm cutting it.
No,
I'm cutting when I said the N-word accidentally.
It was funny how you said it accidentally. And I was like, but...
It keeps happening.
Yeah,
it's why I have to edit all the episodes.
It's never part of the episode.
No. Mm-mm. I said it when we did Celine
Hey,
Dion.
Real quick before we go to Unpunchable Jams, what's the punch buggy joke?
Oh my, Timmy, did you write that down?
I've been looking at the clock and I was like, I saw when it went into an hour and I was like, nah, we're having a real talk. I'll do this later.
You remember.
Oh God,
I have
okay.
a great memory.
This joke gives me the fucking creeps to this day.
Yeah.
It's like the first sexy, I shouldn't say that, like dirty joke I ever heard. I was 9 and an older boy told me and I felt uncomfortable and I still do. It was that a babysitter is babysitting a little boy.
Ew.
And he's like really little. He's like 4. I'm covering my eyes. I'm too upset. And he's like, can I take a shower with you? And
okay, keep going.
You definitely know it. It's like the one we all heard.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I don't. I don't know. It sounds.
Yeah, finish the joke.
Sounds illegal, but already.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Kiwi, do it.
Do it in an accent. Tell it in an accent.
And sorry. The lady's like, yeah, you can take a shower with me. You're a little boy. That's safe. A little boy's like. This is a lot.
Commit, you have to keep doing the accent.
Okay, who? Little boy's like, I forgot it. Okay. That's cool. So they're naked in the shower together.
I can't believe
it. And he's like, hey, what's that? And she's like, oh, it's my belly button. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. And she's like, He goes, can I put my finger in it? And she goes, well, you're a little boy. So that's all right. And then she goes, uh-oh, right, that's not my belly button. And he goes, well, that's not my finger.
Oh.
I've heard that one, but it's like something about a snake.
Snake
it's
in
like,
the grass?
Yeah, or it's like, Mom, that's your garden or something
snake
like that.
Snake in the grass. I'm realizing also that that is a different joke than the Punch Buggy one.
I was like, where did Punch Buggy come in?
You say it at the end like the Aristocrats. You're like,
I want to make a jingle that's just like dirty jokes to me all to end every episode.
I remember now the Punch Buggy. It's not a Punch Buggy. It's a Dune Buggy. Is that a car? A
Dune Buggy?
The dad parks the limo in the mom, and then the boy parks his Dune Buggy in the mom.
Because his dick is shorter?
Yes, but he has sex with his own mom. That was that one.
And that's the... Okay, how was it delivered?
See, I don't remember. I think I blocked it out.
And you said you've never seen a porn.
I have never seen a porn. That wasn't a lie.
I've never seen that kind of porn.
I've seen Boogie Nice. Does that count?
Yeah.
Does he have sex with...
No.
He calls Julie...
No.
There's a dick in it, though, so it's kind of a porn.
Fake dick, right. though.
Punch right. Boogie Nights. I'm done.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
I laughed.
Boogie Nights.
Let's move on. I am more and more
She's laughed.
I've laughed in my life.
What is this now?
You can't punch this.
Grail, I feel like...
It's me?
I mean, after that intro, you really... We'd be doing you a disservice if you didn't go.
Oh, God. Okay, I wanted to do a song from another girl group. Sorry, I got so upset. I got nauseous from telling that joke.
I love
so,
it.
I chose an old school one that I fucking love.
Yeah.
Iko Iko by the Dixie Cups.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now.
Yeah. It's very call and response. Really good.
I just always assumed that was like some old standard.
Yeah.
So actually kind of interesting story. Know that song's from hearing their grandma sing it. They didn't know it was already a song by Sugar Boy Crawford called Giacomo. So on a jam session in New York, just like literally impromptu, that whole recording is impromptu. And the only instrumentation in it is them playing with themselves, accompanying themselves with drumsticks on an aluminum chair.
That's awesome.
A studio ashtray and a Coke bottle.
Oh, wow.
And then the engineer that recorded it was like, wait, I'm going to like make this a track, guys. And then later, Sugar Boy Crawford was like, hey, that was actually my song. And they're like, oopsie. And he got a writing credit.
I love writing a song that is another song than having to go oopsie and give them credit.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah.
To all of us.
Every song is a song already.
And that concludes my unpunchable jam. Who wants to go next?
Grace.
My unpunchable jam, Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Oh!
Yes! So crazy in here.
So crazy.
Incredibly. It's your boy. What do you like about it?
Well.
What don't you like about it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you feel sexy and alive. The beginning is. It's one of those other songs where, like, you hear the burr, and you're like, I know exactly what this fucking song is. And she really, and when she does her live show, she really takes advantage of that and surprises you with those horns. And it's like the closest I've ever come to like passing out is when she surprises you live with Crazy in Love. It's crazy.
In love.
In love. Love, I guess.
Did you see that vine of the little bird?
The bird?
That's all I think about when I hear that song now. That fucking little parakeet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so good.
And the drums on it, like when it,
I mean, it's just like in the horns.
Everything about it is perfect.
Who we think he is?
Were they together when they made that?
No, they had just, that was their first, like, oh no, you know what?
Bonnie
I think they did Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But that, yeah.
It's funny because Jay's rap verse on that song is good, but every time it comes, I'm just like, just get back to...
Stop. It's like his verse on Monster. You're like, this song isn't for you.
I think his verse on Monster is so funny just because just imagine him not stopping listing monsters.
Vampires, bloodsuckers.
Dracula, mummy, a spooky singing little girl.
Ghouls, goblins, ghosts, boogeymans.
Another gremlin.
Multiple Frankensteins.
Oh, no.
What's your punchable jam?
I feel like I picked one and then I got very mad that I couldn't figure out what it is. So I'm just going to go with one that I have been thinking about a lot lately. It's this. It's a song called Baiana by this band Barbatukis. Uh, Brazilian, like, percussion group that it's a lot of, like, hand claps and stomps and stuff, and then, like, actual percussion instruments. I thought it was a girl group at first, but I think it's just that the women are the only ones singing.
Mm.
But it's just very interesting and, like, very layered and fun, and it feels, like, energetic, but still, like, there's not a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's there's so much happening, but I feel like it's the kind of thing where if you put it for, like, a fight scene or something, you'd be like, it feels like there should be more music, and maybe it's just because there aren't, like, enough instruments, but it starts off with this, like, very rubber bandy, like, wah, 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 kind of like what you hear in a movie whenever you're, like, in a scene where someone's, like, in a desert, and they are, like,
yeah,
I need
like
water,
the,
it's like, wah,
yeah,
wah,
yeah,
wah,
like
wah,
that, yeah, I know what you're talking about, there's some
but
word.
It's,
didgeridoo.
Yeah, I think it is didgeridoo, yeah.
Maybe.
No, didgeridoo's like, that's what it sounds like. I'm not kidding.
That's again the guy
that's
from Jungle
Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah.
Get up with the get down.
But yeah, that's my pick.
That's a great one.
Barbatukis.
I think maybe you meant Rihanna from Barbados.
Oh my! I did it again. Yeah. Work.
Bayana by Tarkados. What was it called?
Turks and Caicos?
No, no.
Bayana by Barbatukis.
Okay, those are so close.
What?
Rihanna and Barbados. Bayana Turkukus.
No one ever said Turkukus.
Turkococcus. Stephen Zopolopoulos.
Yeah, you're saying a lot of slurs right now, and I don't like
Mike
it.
Dukakis.
Mike Dukakis, that's right. Who we elected today.
Shut up. I don't speak Portuguese. I don't remember what language they speak in Brazil. That sounds like a great
English,
song.
English, you racist.
I'm genuinely excited to listen to that.
It's I don't remember. Oh, no, I discovered them because I was on a thread where someone was talking about how it sounded like 15 Step.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started listening to other songs by them. And they were like, I was just like, oh, they're very good.
That's
anyway.
Radiohead's your gateway drug.
Radiohead's my gateway drug.
Grace, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, my God.
Where can people find you, follow you, like you, love you, stalk you,
you
not stalk you,
like
don't be creepy.
What's your address?
Everywhere. Well,
what's your social security number?
Zero. that part was true. So just figure out the rest. at Grace Spellman, one Ellen Spellman.
Well, Sabrina's fucking your shit up.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. I don't want to talk.
You should
about
fight
it.
Her.
I can't. I mean, I would.
She's a
she's
witch,
magic,
dude. I wouldn't.
Yeah. But I guess whatever, it doesn't matter.
Sabrina Spellman. No, Grace Spellman,
yeah,
with one L.
With one L. And yeah, you can do that. You can. That's my handle everywhere. So check it out. If you, I talk about music and that's it. That's all I do. And I have cats, but that's it.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, is it Pierogi and Soup?
Yeah, you
Instagram?
Can follow my cats if you want.
They're
Jesus
great.
Christ.
They have their own Instagrams?
Soup is so tiny, and I want to cry every time
Soup.
I see
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's so dumb, but he's really great. They're just so small, and they don't even know. They have no idea.
No clue.
How and they don't
they
even know they're cats.
No.
They're just like, this is my body, and I'm the same as you.
This is damn. Really thought-provoking conversation.
They and they don't know they're going to die.
Guys, is it getting too heavy?
They might.
This is getting way too heavy.
It might be, yeah. It might be something that's hardwired in our brain.
But to know we're going to die?
Yeah. Because,
okay, no, no.
I mean, I'll talk about it another time.
We're not going to do this.
No, but it's cool. It's cool fact.
Cats die, guys.
No, it's not
y'all
about animals.
About what happens after we die?
Stop.
Let's get into this.
Okay, so do you guys believe in God?
Stop.
I believe in cat. Sorry, I went a little A to Z there because I thought, I was like.
God, dog,
oh, like
cat.
Dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you would say
no, I saw what you did. I stayed silent on purpose to make you
hey,
sit
can you,
with it.
Can you cut this out?
You keep it. Look at me. You keep that in,
okay? You can also follow Grace on Spotify. Her playlists
oh, yeah.
are great.
I have no idea how to link it, but no, you just search Grace Spellman.
You
on
figure it out,
yeah,
listener.
I'm not your mom.
No, it's a great playlist. The ones where songs that sound the same.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
Yes, with the similar beginnings.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot of songs out there where like the first 3 seconds sound exactly the same.
If you want to follow the show, we're at Punch Up the Jam on everything. We post pictures with our guests every week. And we have a Patreon where we post bonus episodes every fucking week, dude.
Every Monday, baby.
Yeah, they're good. I like them as much as the real podcast.
I do, too.
We talk about other things we love. We rant and rave. It's fun. Demi told me about video games he likes, and I didn't know any of that about him.
What? I forgot that I played video games.
You play video games?
Oh, guys.
See, another thing. I
don't get him started.
It used to be such a big part of my life that I just like opened a vein on that podcast and was like, oh, I remember
no,
this now.
No, it was so cool.
Because I don't play them anymore, and it's a shame.
I feel
Grace
like,
also is very into video games.
Yeah, I feel like you...
Never. We never talk about it because I just don't do it anymore.
Okay.
But well, if you want to hear Demi go off on air, unchurning old memories for the first time, that's a bonus episode on our Patreon.
Or you can call me.
Don't. Right. Give us $7 first.
Fine. Give us seven. Yeah.
I'm trying to get money for all the work we put into this.
Okay. That'd go so to great. Patreon. Don't call me, even if though you all have my number.
If you, yeah, it's truly, you doxed yourself on this podcast. Stop. I'm cutting that. I'm bleeping that.
It's the area code.
It's the area code.
Stop. All right. No, they'll figure it out. There's only 10,000 options.
Oh, nice math.
If you don't have money, but you still want to support the show, write us a review on iTunes. It helps a lot with people seeing the podcast for some reason. I don't know why they get all that power. It doesn't seem fair. It's fine. You can follow Demi at Electro Lemon. You can follow me at Meow Meow Monster.
Yep.
That's all the plugs I had.
Leave us a review. I know you said that already, but when you leave us a review, either write your own unpunchable, like your parody, or just a name that we can use for people, and we'll read them out. You're not even getting this far in the podcast, and I know that because a lot of you motherfuckers ask where you can download the jams, and they're on the internet.
No, they're only on the Patreon now.
On the Patreon. Oh, so much is changing. You know what? Look at us on Twitter, and you can get everything updated there. Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey,
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.